Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And this episode 17. Rhyming accidentally. But no. This episode, we're going to talk about them women with them wigs and them lace fronts. Then we're going to talk about how your parents always share your business at church with the pastor. Then we're going to talk about negative people. After that, I'm going to put y'all on game about this NBA G League. All right, let's jump right into it. Women. I said that many times so I can grasp your attention, so I can grasp you. And let you know that I'm talking to you and you and only you. No, it's some fellers out there that want to dress up as women, but we gonna get to that one day. But right now, I'm talking to y'all womerns with the R in there. You see the womerns. What's up with these wigs and lace fronts? Like, I mean, I remember having some discussion with some women, and I'd be like, "What's the purpose?" Like, ain't it just basically? Like, let me say, I planted the flower, okay? The flower grew. Now, let me put a protective replica flower over top of this flower for this flower don't get damaged. But this delicate flower, this duplicate flower I'm putting over top of it, this replica, this fake that I'm putting over top of it, it don't grow. It don't grow. It stay the same. So the stuff that's underneath, it grow. That makes a world of sense. I'm there for that. Like, this, no sunlight, but it get water. Yeah, it get water sometimes, but no sunlight. That's the only thing that really just don't make no sense. Like, it don't get no sunlight and it grow. You barely washing it underneath that other flower. Well, let's just get straight to it. Is you washing it under this lace front that when you take it off? These wigs that you're wearing, is you really taking the time out to wash this lace front in your hair? It's saving you time, but it seems like now you're washing two people's hair. I mean, you could just wash your own hair and do whatever you're going to do. Style it however you're going to style it yourself. But if you want to spend that money on doing all that, that's on you. All the fellas ask is, don't look our way. Well, you need some help buying said hair, weave, wig products. Yeah, you an investment of me. You an image of me. But the image of me probably would be you fussing me out until I got me a haircut. Now, is it wrong of me to fuss you out until you do a natural hairdo? Could I be that one? And like, girl, you better put that in a ponytail or straighten your hair or curl your regular hair instead of going to out and spending $300, $400 with this other woman over some hair. And all she finna do is talk bad about you and your edges, your real edges, to everybody else. So that's what you giving up. You paying $300 to give away your deepest, darkest secrets. Because it's like, Your beautician know all about your hair and what's wrong. Girl, your scalp dry, and girl, she ain't got no edges for real. For real, something to ponder on. But I'm leave you dangling right there because I know you're nervous. Don't you hate when your parents be like, you can tell me anything. You know what I'm saying? You talk to me, okay? Don't go out there telling nobody else what's going on with you. Come to me first. And they wonder why you don't come to them first. And then when you say something about them, don't be telling folks my business like that. Now, what you telling folks my business? But when you go to church, it seems like the pastor's sermon hit right home with what you got going on at home. What you thought was at home. Like, what goes on at home? Stay at home. No. Sulinda done took her long back ass up there. I mean, pardon my French. I'm sorry I got out of character. Sulinda felt like Pastor Jones, Pastor Jenkins, Deacon Jones had to know what was going on with me. So Linda, that ain't none of their business. So Linda, why would you tell the pastor? And now it just sounds like he preaching directly at me. And he looking at me in the eyes while he preaching. Like, that's never happened. Like, why is he? It looked like he finna walk down. He done walk down here. He's standing in front of the. He got his hand on my shoulder while he preaching. He ain't looking at me. He looking at the rest of the congregation. He got his hand on my shoulder preaching. So now everybody in the church know he talking about me. Young brother, you can't be out here. My young brothers, you can't be out here fornicating without no glove. Now, it's a sin to be out there fornicating, my young brothers. You know, it ain't too late, bro. Hey, grab my shoulder like that, bro. What's going on? You just got to wrap it up. Now, when your equipment get to leaking, what? You know, stuff like that. You know, not saying that my equipment's leaking. I'm just saying, give me an example. Oh, my young sisters, you can't be out here throwing your behind in a circle on video. And now it's going all around the school. And your principal had to delete it off of all the teachers' computers because the teachers were sharing it amongst each other. Like, stuff like that. Like, why your parents do you like that? Sell you all the way out. Like, I know they just trying to look out for your best interest, but what happened to all that? Don't tell nobody about my business. But you say something. Don't lo and behold, you be like, why you tell my business like that? Boy, you ain't got no business. You ain't even got no house. You ain't even got no clothes. None of this is yours. What are you talking about? Now get out my face. And if you say it over the phone, oh boy, I wish your mama still had that flip phone. Flip it. Right in your damn ear. Now we're gonna talk about these negative people. Negative, negative, negative. Ain't nobody got time for negative, bro. You can go ahead and get down with that negative stuff, bro. Like, get the out of my face, Stanley. You know what I'm saying? It's on God. Because you know they hated on Jesus. That's like one of my number one sins. Like, that's when I get old and I'm my grandpa, that's going to be one of my things. Boy, you know they hated on Jesus. Got my teeth still rattling in my mouth and things. You know. But yeah. You know, it's always something negative. Always. Like, we used to have kickbacks here. A couple people come through. Oh, you know. For the first 2 hours, all the drinks on us. Food on us. Then after them 2 hours, all we asking for, you know, maybe, you know, donate a $3 for a cup. You know, filled to the top. $2 for a Bud Light, $3 for a Corona. Is that so hard to ask when you already been drunk for 2 hours? Oh boy, y'all tax. You know what I'm saying? If I would have did it, come on, man. Oh, this too strong. You done made my drink too strong. You must don't want me to buy no more. Then when it was free, oh, this too strong. I don't like this. You like free? It's free. I like it. It's just too much. No. Then you got other people that just negative. Just like, man, it look like it's gonna be a nice day today. Nah, but it look like it's gonna rain. I wish it would go in the rain already. You know, when the sun out, that give you some skin cancer. But don't. Where that came from, bro? Don't rain on my parade because you having a bad day. Or I pull up and I got something to do on, something different. Like, boy, them shoes ugly as hell. Boy, don't play with me. Because I ain't the one. I joke. I roast. That's what I do. But I don't like to be ugly, you know, but negativity is not the place to go. Like, I'm trying to do this podcast thing. I'm sure there's some people out there speaking negatively now. And I'm glad I ain't heard that, and I don't need it around me. But if you got something so negative to say, download the app, sign up, send me your voice message. And I'll let the whole world hear what you got to say. And I'm definitely going to give a rebuttal. It might not be as negative as yours. It's going to be positive. But I'm going to get my point across. So, all that negative energy, it ain't no time for it in 2019. That was back in 99 when people was hating. People was thinking negative. Oh, the 2K, the Y2K, the world's gonna end. Boy, y'all thinking negative, boy. I'm thinking about what I can get into right after this stuff gonna be down for a minute. But yeah, let's get rid of the negative one. Think positive. And if you got something negative to say, I'm positive. I don't wanna hear it. NBA G League, formerly known as the D League, or maybe it still is a D League, but the G League, I think it's, I don't know what the G stand for, maybe generational, or I don't know, but anyways, they came out with something super duper cool. Like, if you wanted to go before you went, you know, you left out of college, you know, you foresee your last couple years of college, and you go to the league, you're trying to get to the league, and they send you to the G League. You get to the G League and it don't work out how you think it was going to work out. While you were still getting paid by the G League, they going to pay for you to go back to school, man. Like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard in sports. Like, that's dope. Like, you know, you gave up your amateur status trying to make it to the league, trying to be a professional, but you didn't quite make it. They send you back to school. I'm not sure about the eligibility of playing ball in college again, but I know they send you back to school to get your education. That's dope. That's like one of the dopest things I've never heard. And for them young kids to, you know, because, you know, a lot of them, they really got to go get this money. Like, they can't keep letting college hold their hand and they get taken care of while their family at home struggling. They need that money ASAP. So someone foresee, like, they go oversee them last couple years because they can't play 4 years in college and watch their family suffer how they suffer, you know, while they out there living in a dorm, food taken care of, clothes taken care of, water, lights, all that taken care of. But some of them, it ain't all glitz and glamour neither. So they don't even got all that taken care of. They still, you know, folding pennies trying to get through college. So, it's like, that was one of the best things that the NBA could do. Give you a chance to go back and further yourself in college, or further yourself education-wise, if you ain't got the skills or you know, the athleticism that NBA team's looking for. That's a good look. Like, I salute the NBA G League. I salute the NBA, low-key. Like, it's bigger than the game. It's more than the game. Like, That's looking out in the most definite way. Like, that's looking out for the players, the parents. That's looking out for their investments. That's looking out. Like, you can't. That's a great company. Like, geez, please, you know. But that's a good look, man. I was reading about it and it's like, dang, I bet you don't nobody know about this. But they, I don't know if they passed it yet, but I know they proposing it. Which will be a good look, man, because there's a lot of young kids that come out and they is not ready. They ain't ready. That G League, chew them up and spit them out. Because that's some players that really want to play ball. Like, they really want to be in the league. They trying to make it to the NBA. They ain't even playing with you. They some grown men, you know, so. It's a good look, man. Look more into it. I ain't really read much up about it. I think I read about it a couple months ago. So if they pass it already, let me know. Thank the listeners. Thank you for your feedback and your input. And next episode, we definitely go talk about this. Is Jordan really the GOAT? Is the Drake curse real? And has gender reveals gone too far? And what's up with these children's cartoons nowadays? Kind of weird. kind of weird. Wasn't nothing like our cartoons, but we're going to get into that. All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless.